March 14, 1899. The evil of man forces God to chastise him. This morning, my most sweet Jesus carried me together with him, made me see the multiplicity of the sins that are committed. And they were such and so many that it is impossible to describe them. I also saw a star in the air of enormous magnitude, and within its roundness it contained black fire and blood. It struck so much fear and fright in looking at it that it seemed that death would be a lesser evil than to live in time so sad. In other places one could see volcanoes which, opening more mouths, are to inundate also the neighboring country. One could also see sectarian people who will go on causing fires. While I was seeing this, my lovable but afflicted Jesus told me, "Did you see how much they offend me and what I keep prepared? I am withdrawing from man." And as he was saying this, we both withdrew into my bed. And I saw that because of this withdrawal of Jesus, men would give themselves over to more awful actions, more murders. In a word, I seemed to see people against people. Once we had withdrawn, Jesus seemed to place himself in my heart, and he began to cry and sob, saying, "Oh, man, how much I have loved you. If you knew how I grieve in having to chastise you. But my justice forces me to this. Oh man, how I cry and grieve over your lot." Then he would burst into tears, and again he would repeat those words. Who can say the pity, the fear, the torment that arose in my soul, especially in seeing Jesus so afflicted and crying? I did as much as I could to hide my sorrow, and in order to console him, I said to him, "Oh Lord, may it never be that you chastise man. Holy spouse, do not cry. Just as you have done other times, you will do now. You will pour it into me. You will make me suffer. And so your justice will not force you to chastise the people." Jesus would continue crying, and I would repeat, "But listen to me a little bit. Did you not put me in this bed so that I would be victim for others? Have I perhaps not been ready to suffer the other times so that creatures would be spared? Why do you not want to listen to me now?" But with all my poor speaking, Jesus would not calm himself from crying. So, no longer able to hold it, I too broke the dike of my crying, saying to him, "Lord, if your intention is to chastise man, I too do not have the heart to see creatures suffer so much. Therefore, if you really want to send the scourges, and my sins no longer make me worthy to suffer in place of others, I want to come. I don't want to be on this earth anymore." Then the confessor came. And since I was called to obedience, Jesus withdrew. And so it ended. The following morning, I kept seeing Jesus withdrawn in my heart. And I saw that people would come even inside my heart and walk all over him and trample him underfoot. I did as much as I could in order to free him. And Jesus, turning to me, told me, "Do you see where the ingratitude of men reaches? They themselves force me to chastise them, as I cannot do otherwise. And you, my dear one, after you have seen me suffer so much, may you hold crosses more dearly, and pains as delights.